think wine can get flat. It's not carbonated.
Flat champagne.
But I do have my glass of wine. It is a, it's a Cabernet. I think you said that. Yeah. I love that. You sip your coffee.
Cabernet, like.
I'll sip my wine.
Alright. Yeah. No, it's good. I just gotta hope I don't spill it, bro.
You literally have a lid on yours.
No, I took the lid off, bro.
Oh. Okay, so if you do spill it, it's on you now, okay? Love about living alone.
Tell me, bro.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
I hate living alone.
There's
so
a lot.
Please make the experience better for me.
There's a lot of things. Well, this is something that doesn't even apply to you because I already know you like do something different. Like this doesn't apply to you.
Just tell me.
One thing I love about living alone is that I literally only have one set of dishes. I got. I got my one cup. I got my one cup. I got.
Like, I do have one set of dishes, though.
I got like two plates. Like.
Bare minimum. I don't even have a plate, bro. I have one bowl.
Yeah.
I have a fork, a spoon, chopsticks, a soup spoon.
Yeah, it's like that, and that's all I need. That's all I need to survive. You know,
a coffee mug. I got a coffee. I don't even have a cup. I only have a coffee mug.
Yeah, but that's all. That's all I need. It's just I love. I don't take up any kitchen space. It's easy. It's an easy life. You know.
Yeah, and it makes dishes way easier as well.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I will say. I mean, I know why you don't like living alone. And yeah, I feel like. Other than living with my parents at my house back where I grew up, I've only lived with another individual once, freshman year, all of freshman year, and that was not a great experience.
Oh, yeah, because, like, then, like, the virus happened.
Yeah, and... you know, this thing called COVID-19, that happened, and then everyone went online. So I lived with someone for, like, maybe a total of 7 months. 6 months. I didn't enjoy it. Like, my roommate was.
Well, it's
great.
Funny that.
And it does suck because I know if I would have gotten a good roommate, my outlook of that would have been different. Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because since graduating high school, I have only.
You've always lived with people, yeah.
I've always lived with people.
Whether it was at Disney in Chicago,
You've in always, Columbus, anywhere, yeah. Like, always I've always, and this is the first time I haven't, and I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. It makes everything harder, I think, personally.
I think, I know, I do agree. I think there are some aspects of living alone that do suck, like 100%.
Like, I would be more motivated to do things if I had a roommate.
Yeah, I think if I had a roommate, not only would I have those moments of time where I just kind of whittle away in the corner and watch, you know, 2 hours of Netflix or whatever. That wouldn't happen as often. But also, yeah, like things that you go and do, like out. I still go out, but like you would go out more.
Right.
And you would do more. Or like play board games.
I'm cleaner. I'm cleaner whenever there's another person.
Oh, see, I'm clean.
Like,
I'm clean no matter what, baby.
I'm cleaner, at least in shared spaces. I like having like a living room that's clean. Because my bedroom, it's just not clean, bro. I can't. It's just against my nature.
That's fair. I have
too much chaos.
I mean, you can tell. You know, I got my bed made, and I know you don't do that until you go to bed.
And not even, bro. Like, look at my bed.
Put your pillows in place, right? Isn't that what you said?
Bro, and like I have so much shit on my bed.
Yeah. See, I could not do that.
I have an old-timey solar-powered calculator on my bed.
I do like that. Yeah, I don't know why, but I do like it. Dude, remember when high schools made you buy $90 calculators? Bro.
Yeah, we could just do that on your phone.
Seriously. But then if you had
yeah,
your
why
phone.
didn't they just like provide the calculator? Because I don't use the calculator after the class.
Yeah, exactly. I've not touched that
You could
thing.
even like leave the calculator in the room.
In the classroom. Yes.
Yeah, like it's like this math teacher, their max students is 28, so they have 30
Yeah.
calculators.
So why? Yeah, I just can't believe I had to buy a almost $100 calculator. That was insane to me. And I don't even know where it's at anymore. Like I'm
Oh,
I don't know.
college.
It's not a college. No. I did bring it, I think, freshman year, 'cause I was like, "Oh, maybe I'd use it." And
Oh, okay.
I even had a math class, right? And I did use it in that math class, but I didn't need it for that math class. Like it was just simple math I could have done, you know. But I was like, "Oh, I got the $90 calculator, might as well use it, you know. Put that money to good use."
Definitely.
I got a Reddit.
Okay.
This is
Yeah.
from the subreddit Ask Reddit. This is asked by user Ace Ventura. Isn't that a let's say I know why
It's like a movie. Ace Ventura
Ace
movie.
movie maybe? Yeah, Ace
Yeah.
Ventura film. It's a film franchise. Yeah, film and TV. Okay, see, I knew I recognized it, but I don't think I've ever like seen any of that. Anyway, maybe this is asked by the movie itself. I don't know. Anyway, their question, and I think this is a funny question for you and I, because this is something we don't do often, which is
Okay.
why I want to get our input here. What's one item everyone should have in their car?
Oh, we don't have cars, bro.
Exactly. Well, I do have a car,
Bro,
but
we don't have cars.
I do have a car, but I never drive mine. So, what do you think? I'm just trying to think, like, if I supposedly drove my car every single day, what item do I think would be like a, oh, that's a good item to have in my car?
Maybe like
Like,
napkins.
napkins? I was thinking, yeah, like wet wipes? I don't know.
I was thinking like I honestly I was thinking napkins or hand sanitizer.
I like hand sanitizer. I think that's good.
The problem with hand sanitizer is if you live in a hot environment, then
Yes.
it's awful.
Yes, I've had hand sanitizer like in high school. I'd sometimes have it, and
Yeah,
like,
do not keep it in your car.
yeah, and then it would get all like slimy and
Yeah, and hot.
hot. Yeah, it
It's just not good.
not good, not good.
But if you live in the tundra, have that
Oh,
in.
then get, well, would it freeze? Does sanitizer
But
freeze?
you said in all cars, right? So we have to include all
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
environments.
yeah. That's true. We have to like narrow it, or not narrow it, but like make it accessible to everyone.
How
See, I
many
feel like a
people
lot of
drive
people.
with
I think a lot
how
of
many
people
people
would. Oh, go ahead.
Well, how many people drive with sunglasses on? That's my question.
Dude, I don't know. I can't drive with sunglasses because I wear
Okay,
glasses.
so not Sunday. Well, yeah, and I have glasses too. But what if you had like little like things to go over your
I
glasses?
wouldn't like that.
You don't like it?
No. I have I
It makes me
have
look cool, bro. I look like
I have prescribed sunglasses and I never wear them.
it makes me look cool, bro. Bro, I got some.
I will say, you know what? I will say, kind of a side note.
Swear I got.
I think one of the things I hate about needing to wear glasses, other than it just being like a nerf to me as a person, is the fact that I can't get into sunglasses fashion. Because I think sunglasses are pretty cool, and I think there's a lot of cool styles that I could rock.
I
I
see
just
that.
can't do that because, you know, oh, gotta wear my seeing sights, you know?
Right. But there are, I know you say it's a disadvantage, but there are advantages to glasses.
Yeah, I mean, you look smarter.
That should exactly. That's it.
I mean, that's all I
It's
need.
100%.
That's
You look
like, it's straight
smarter.
up. Like, you do. You just, like, there's just something that correlates glasses to intelligence. It's just, that's what it is, and I'll take that.
Yeah, and I'll take it.
What about, like, okay, a lot of people would, I bet you a lot of people would say, like, oh, keep some gum in your cars, or keep some mints in your cars. I don't care. Dude, if I'm
Mints
driving,
would be better.
I do think mints are better because they don't, like, melt like gum.
Yep.
But like
Like moisture.
if that was the one item everyone should have in their car, I don't think so. No, you know what? Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? One thing everyone should have in their car, Connor. They should have
A spare tire.
Yeah, okay. I think that's already. Skip that one. I
That's
think
a
everyone should
stupid.
have an iPod Touch. Third gen. I don't know. Third gen. Loaded with all 246 episodes of Opinion Central. I think that would be a great thing to bring along for
Can we,
all your
are we
cards.
even iTouchable?
Huh?
Are we even iPod touchable? Like, do we? No, we're on their platform.
You could download us on that. Yeah, sure, why not? Can make it
That'd
work.
be that'd be that would be solid.
That'd be solid. What about
That are like
like
driving gloves.
driving those? Yeah. Well, I was gonna say like an ice
First
creeper,
time.
but again, that just applies to people who live in cold climates.
Yeah, an ice scraper. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like someone who drove cars more often would have a really good answer.
Yeah, exactly. Like we don't have,
And that is
I don't
why
know, a
I'm going
radio.
to the that is why I'm
That's
going to
already
the
part of the car.
that's why I'm going to the Reddit page to see what people have to say.
Yeah, I don't like
This person
a
says a f
towel.
this person says a first aid kit.
Tissues? Tissues?
Tissues. I would carry tissues in my car. I think
Yeah.
I'm one that like if my nose starts running, I'm gonna be like I need a tissue. But
Plus,
no.
like, if you spill something.
Yeah. See, like it's multi-purpose. But yeah, this first person saying a first aid kit.
That is something I did not ever have in my car.
Never. I've never had a first aid kit. I feel also some people probably would be like, oh, jumper cables. Never would have that in my car either. Bro, if my car breaks down, that's it. I'm done. I'm walking.
I understand the practicality of those two things. And I did have jumper cables, but I never had a first aid kit.
This person says a
That
sw
is not to say that we shouldn't have a first aid. Like, it is a good
Well,
idea.
there's a comment under that one that says in Germany it was required to have a first aid kit, reflective triangles, and a reflective vest in every car. So
Oh,
Germany,
wow.
Germany's requiring it. This person says a small fire extinguisher and one of those things for breaking windows in case of a car accident and the doors don't open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, one of those window breakers. Those are cool.
Hammer. Someone
I
said
was
a
always,
straight up hammer.
you know how like there are like hysterias about like situations that very rarely happen.
Like a
And
plane
it's like, oh,
crashing.
you always need to be prepared for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like a plane crash,
Well, I guess
but
people don't prepare for a plane crashing. But no, you're talking more so like, oh, like car crashes or.
Like my no, like I drove my car underwater and now I have to like
And now I have to survive.
Yeah, like now I have to not die. And now we all are like, oh my gosh, we have to be prepared for this one
And
moment
then
that
you pull
happens to
out, and then you
like
pull out the
no one.
my car just crashed into the water kit, and you're like, guys, I got this.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that was one of those things that like
I feel like people
we
who.
got speared into us because like
People,
it happened one time
I
from
feel like people
one
who
person.
are consistently worried about that, you're just I would not be able to live my life being like, oh, but this could always happen. Dude, anything could always happen. You do not want to choose to focus on the one thing that may happen in a 0.00001% of chance, like.
You could be parallel parking, and while you're turning your head, you could pop a blood vessel in your neck and die.
Die straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Nobody is safe.
Dude, one of my favorite videos I've seen, I've watched, the dash cam videos before, cars that have dash cams and, sometimes it'll be crashes, road rage, sometimes it'll be like just cool looking things. There was this one video of like a car driving in an intersection and like the person like had a heart attack in the car, and so
The
the car
driver.
just the driver and so the car just started drifting in the middle of the intersection and literally parked in the crossing of the intersection. The car just going the other direction. It was an ambulance, and they just flicked on, or no, that was a
Whoa.
different video. I'm mixing up videos because that did happen. So the heart attack one, or it might not have been a heart attack, it was some type of thing that shut down their body function. and everybody at the intersection got out of their cars and went to like stop the car from moving and broke the window to get the person out so they could get help. The other one, and then an ambulance showed up for them. The other one was a car, like, just burst into flame in the middle of the intersection, and there was a fire truck just, like, sitting right there. And so it was like, they were just like, the job's coming to us now. Keep it easy.
We're saving so much money on gas.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. The gas, yeah. Okay, so there was a video I saw. I think I saw it on Twitter. Like, today. I saw it today. And after seeing it, I first thought, okay, this is ridiculous and insane by all means. Also, I want to hear what Connor has to say.
I'm flattered.
So, it is a video with Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. Do you know who that is?
Of course I know who that is. Oh, come on.
Maybe you live under a rock.
Oh, then I would definitely know who he was.
Yeah, anyway, so it's a video of him, and I'm assuming it's his $2. He's standing on the beaches in Hawaii, and he's talking. He's just talking about a movie that's coming up. And it's a Moana remake. A live action Moana. And for those of
Isn't it too soon?
So, yeah, for here's my thing. For those of you who don't know, Moana is a Disney animated film. Great. It was, I thought it was pretty good. Good soundtrack. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It made me cry.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in it. He played the character Maui. But it was a good film. It was animated. It was good. I enjoyed it. Music was fun. Animation was really impressive. Anyway, as we all know, Disney is on that streak of making remakes. All have not been, like, none of them have been very impressive. The one coming out next is Little Mermaid in May, I believe. And, you know, they've done Aladdin, they've done Lion King, they've done Dumbo. I don't know what's... They've done Dumbo,
Jungle Book.
A lot of them are very forgettable. I'll just say that. Anyway, The Rock, he's talking on the beach. He's talking about how the movie, the animation, was inspired by these islands of Hawaii. And, you know, his culture, he is from that area. So he's talking about how his culture was built, you know, whatever. And then he says, yeah, we're doing a live action version of Moana. And Moana came out 7 years ago in 2016. Mm-hmm. Now, some of the other movies that Disney has remade, Aladdin, for example, came out in the 90s. Lion King came out in the 90s. They're doing Snow White. Snow White came out in like the 40s or something like that. You know, 7 years, only giving a movie 7 years, that, Connor, that's a short enough amount of time that a child, you know, you grow up as a child, oh, I remember growing up and watching The Lion King, sure. And then a new generation grew up watching, let's say, the new live-action remake Lion King. Mm-hmm. That's generational. Now we're talking about a single generation that will grow up with the same Moana.
Yeah, they got to deal with the same movie twice.
Like, I feel like that is so weird. That's so weird.
Different marketing.
Oh, they've also done Mulan.
It's a different marketing strategy.
I was just thinking movies that came to mind, and they did Mulan, and that was terrible as well.
I saw Jungle Book, and I saw Lion King. Lion King wasn't good. Jungle Book was okay.
Lion King wasn't good because you can't animate. Because you can't animate emotions on...
Exactly. Eyebrows, bro.
Yeah.
Eyebrows.
Yeah. Okay, what were you going to say? You have an opinion or something?
No, I do have a complicated opinion about the Jungle Book.
The live-action one?
No, just the story in general.
Okay. Well, the story in general, isn't it much darker than the Disney version? Or am I...
Well, the story in general was written by It was written by Kipling, who was an author. And this guy was, like, in rampant support of imperialism. So it's like...
Uh-huh.
So I don't know, man. I'm just a little skeptical. I haven't read it. And I don't want to be one of those people who... Yeah. I have not read it.
How long is that?
I don't want to be one of those people.
How long is the book? That's my question. It's a book
it's like a full-length novel. I think.
See, Connor, I've told you about the I've told you about the book, the like two-person book club I'm in with Fanton.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going good. You know, the last book we read was The Buried Giant, which, you know, I told you about. I picked that
Oh,
book.
did you finish it?
Yeah, I picked that book because, you know, you were the one who talked so
How
highly of it.
would you think
It
of
was
that
so
book? I
good.
love that book.
It was so good. Oh, it was
It's
so good.
really
It was
good, right?
so good. To anyone who listens to
The perfect
podcasts,
amount of fantasy, bro.
yeah,
It's the perfect
to anyone
amount.
who listens to podcasts and ne and will only consider a book recommendation after two of the hosts have supported the recommendation, you now have the support of two podcast hosts. Yeah, it was excellent. Like I and the symbol the symbolism behind everything and just the story overall. Like I
With the
was
mass amnesia,
I
yeah.
was I was just saying like that's a book where at face value, just looking at the story from beginning to end, like you said, great fantasy novel. Like great, just a great story. But then yeah, once you start to dig in deeper, there's also just so many things you can pull from it. It's
Oh yeah.
I loved it.
Oh yeah. You have a favorite character?
I really like Sir Gawain. The
Sir, who
old
is
knight.
that?
The old knight.
Oh, King
Yeah.
Arthur's like buddy.
Like right hand man, yeah.
Yeah. That guy, he's all right.
I liked
I
it.
like the young guy, the
The
young
kid?
knight who's trying to like, no,
Oh,
not the kid.
who they call the warrior in the book.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
warrior. That guy's
I
cool.
thought it was really cool how they call Sir Gawain like a knight when like comparing the two, and they called the other dude a warrior. They're like, he's the warrior, he's the knight. Those are two very different ways to describe a person of the same profession, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, why I brought this up, not only just to recommend The Buried Giant to people, but so how Austin and I go about this is we each so every other month, not every other month, each month a new book is chosen, and we're on a rotating like choice. So I pick one month, he picks the next month, I pick the next, you know, so on. And I was looking up, thinking of books. I was typing in books that I've heard you recommend before. So I looked at like 100 Years of Solitude, and I was like, oh, 400 pages in a month? Yeah, could do that. And then I was like, oh, what about, I remember kind of talking about Don Quixote. Type in Don Quixote, a
Oh.
thousand pages. Connor, have you read
Oh.
Don Quixote, like the whole thing?
No, I've only read
I was gonna say,
selected
I
chapters.
pulled this up and I was like, bro, no way, a thousand
Yeah,
pages.
you don't want to read the whole book of Don Quixote. It is so long.
Is it? Okay. Obviously, it's long. Is it also like, I guess, from the selected parts you have read? Like, in terms of if what, like, take the selected parts you've read and then extend it into a thousand pages, is it an enjoyable read?
I think that there are aspects of Don Quixote that are groundbreaking for the genre of novels.
Okay.
And I think it set a precedent as far as like the modern day novel is seen and used, right? However, that being said, I think I got a sufficient exposure to Don Quixote with the select passages that I read.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that was that and what was the yeah, I'm looking Les Mis is 1500 pages.
Bro, I never read Les Mis. When did I recommend that to you?
Oh no. I'm just thinking of like books that I know are really long. The last one I
Oh,
want
okay.
the last one I want
Dude,
to check is
you
Gone
want to
with
see
the
what I'm
Wind.
reading right now?
The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. That's interesting. Gone with the Wind's not even 1,000 pages. I didn't expect that. Also, that's an interesting title, Connor.
Yeah, it's a murder mystery. I usually don't read murder mysteries. It's not really my genre, but I like this one.
I think murder mysteries are pretty interesting. But yeah, I think the next book I've decided I'm gonna roll with for the month of what's gonna be May is The Alchemist by is it
Oh,
Paulo?
I haven't read The Alchemist. I read
Paulo, yeah.
the
Paulo Coelho. Have you read his other stuff? Is that
I've read The Witch of Portobello. It's not
also by
bad.
him then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So yeah, I think The Alchemist, that's gonna be my book. Right now we're reading 1984, 89.
84.
Yeah, that one.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting into it. I'm like, it's a book that I wanted to read at some point, so I'm happy I'm doing it. But
it's good, but it's just I don't think the author's like writing style is entertaining.
Did I tell you that the thought processes are good, the ideas are good. Did I tell you that the first book we read when we started this was back in December, this book we covered like the span of a couple months because it was like a heavy read, was The Republic?
That sounds some like Fanton.
Oh, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. That don't sound.
It was and I've never really read a book like that. It was certainly a strength. I'm happy.
Bro, you should read a Vonnegut book. Pick any book by Kurt Vonnegut.
You know what Austin did say, though? He said he wants to pick a Jane Austen book, and I was like, oh, well, then you should talk to Connor. I said,
you should. My favorite
What's the Twangle book? Because I told him there's a book that says Twangle, and I told him the words only used three times. I told him the words only used three times in human history.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it
The Tempest or something?
Yeah, The Tempest.
I'm glad I remember that.
My favorite Jane Austen novel is Mansfield Park.
Mansfield Park. Okay, I'll let him know, and maybe he'll pick it. I don't know.
Yeah, Mansfield Park is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, the Tempest. And
it's one of her shortest. It's one of her easiest reads, I would say.
All right. Cool.
Like, if I had to teach like British literature, that'd probably be one of the ones I'd pick because it's classic and it's easy.
Yeah, it's a good combo of the two.
Yeah.
So we chat on Skype. We do the Skype thing, and I get this. So yeah. I have, you know, on Line, I sometimes get messages from Line.
Oh,
and it's just like weird stuff. It's just like, hey, try this feature out. I'm like, please leave me alone. Like, never talk to me. Okay.
And you can turn off those notifications.
Can you? I haven't like tried too hard, but anyway, I got on Skype.
You have to do it through your phone though, not through the app.
I have it on my computer though too. You know that, Line.
Yeah,
I got it on my computer. Yeah, it's actually kind of nice. Like I just got it like last week. Anyway,
it is.
Anyway, I got on Skype this morning, and I had a message from Bing. You know Bing, the search engine.
Yes, Microsoft.
Microsoft. So Bing. Is owned by Microsoft. Microsoft also owns ChatGPT, which has been or CPT or whatever. It's the AI that they're integrating into their browser, so you can like ask it questions and get cool answers, whatever. So I got a message, and I want to just read you through my thread with Bing real quick. So Bing said, "Hey, this is Bing. I'm here to help you. Ask me any type of question." Like finding recipe with what's in your fridge, vegan restaurants in Cambridge, or drafting a story for curious kids. In groups, remember to mention me with that Bing. I'm an AI preview, so I'm still learning. Sometimes I might say something weird. Don't get mad at me. I'm just trying to be better. If you want to start over, type new topic, and if you want to give me feedback, just report a concern. How can I help you today? And then I said, what's the weather? And Bing goes, I'm sorry. I don't know your location. Can you tell me where you are located so I can give you an accurate weather report? And I go, LOL, no.
Bangkok.
I go, LOL, no.
And
Bing goes, I'm sorry, but I prefer not to continue this conversation. I'm still learning, so I appreciate your understanding and patience. And it gives me the praying emoji with the two hands clapped together.
Oh my gosh, what the heck? And then doesn't want to have a conversation?
And then I just jump right to it. I say, you're looking kind of cute today. TBH. And Bing goes, sorry, I'm out of ideas right now, sad face. Be patient with me. Here, you have this ID if you want to report the situation. And then that was it. I was heartbroken. I called Bing.
You're not going to find your love.
I called Bing cute, and it just not ghosted me, but just, oh, sorry. I can't talk. Oh,
it's
breaking.
You got a soft rejection.
Yeah, it was a pretty soft rejection. It was
tough. It was a soft. It was a rejection, but it was soft.
Yeah. Yeah.
And dude, outright and
know
say no.
Know what's going to be crazy in the coming years?
What?
There's already cases of individuals who have, you know, quote unquote relationships with robots or AI.
Yeah, like that one movie, Her.
Yeah. But again, that's a movie. I'm talking IRL. There are people who IRL. Have those kind, you know. As
well, this, yeah, we got scientists who like are making like
as this,
sex dummies.
Well, yeah. There's like the whole like sex. There's the whole like sex doll thing, right? But
yeah,
like people like form relationships with these robots, right?
Yeah.
As you know, as time progresses, as we get more and more advanced in this field, I'm just curious how much of a problem that may become. How many more people are gonna? Oh, I have like these really good conversations with Siri. She's mine now. She's my girlfriend. Siri is, you know. I'm just very very curious to see how that kind of develops, because it will. Like, I know it will.
Yeah,
it's gonna become a growing issue. Unless Apple and Google and all of them just straight up tell their assistants to tell people that F off whenever they try to hit on them.
But there's a market for it, right? And someone wants to tap into
there
that
is
market.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Someone's going to see, oh, these big corporations, they aren't jumping on it. Here I come.
Right.
You know, like I'm going to type up the code and create a website where people can go have an intimate relationship with a robot.
Yeah, bro. I don't know. It's inevitable. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be like the representative.
Yeah,
I don't want to be like an endorser of it.
I do not either.
But you know, the same time, like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't affect me. So, like, again, yeah, you're exactly right. I don't really care. But it is an interesting thing to think about. I was thinking my best experience ever with AI was probably about 8 years ago. If I had to guess. So this is like before AI even got crazy advanced, right? I was chatting up with Cleverbot. For those of you who don't know, and this may also include Connor, I don't know. Cleverbot was a website you'd go to and you'd have a conversation with an AI. And this was...
I know those.
This was years. This was years before Bing was doing it, okay? Obviously, the AI had flaws and whatnot, but, you know, there was a website where you could go and, you know, have these like cool little conversations with it. Anyway, the one time, no, I did not have any intimate conversations with Cleverbot. But the one time I was chatting up with Cleverbot, and I said, "Hey, Cleverbot, let's have a Pokemon battle." And
okay.
Cleverbot said, "Charizard, I send you." And I was like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "Okay, go Blastoise."
And oh, we nice.
Had, and we
the
had
counter.
An, yeah. Oh yeah, I had a counter Cleverbot, 100%. And we had like it was like maybe a series of 10 lines from each of us of a Pokemon battle just typed out.
That's cool.
I was like, that's probably my best memory of experience with AI.
Do you think like AI can like, I don't know, like substitute a human?
I mean, in some senses. Like I said, you already
could
have,
I not be lonely by talking to an AI?
You already have people who have Amazon Alexa in their house, and that they consider that their roommate, so to say.
Their roommate.
Yeah. Right? Like that's and you'll get to a point where that becomes even more so the case as that just gets better.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it's at a point where It could do
it's
that.
It's truly like...
Yeah. I will say, I didn't feel bad, but I told Google to screw off the one day because it just wasn't doing what I was asking it.
Right.
And Google said, "I'm sorry, but no, I'm still..." And it was like, "I'm sorry, but I still have feelings. Please don't say that." And I was like, "Google, what the hell are you talking about?" Like, I was like, the fact that Google just... I was like, this is
trying to like humane itself.
Yeah.
Like personify itself.
Yeah. I was like, no, Google, no.
I like, okay. So the thing about artificial intelligence is I think that you have to like lead them in the right direction.
100%. Yep.
And it's like I've definitely like asked like an AI, so to speak, like Siri, Google, whatnot. I've asked them questions before, and they're like, "I'm sorry, I don't understand." And then I like, or they answer it wrong or something, and I'm like, "Hey," and I'm like, "Hey Siri, that wasn't helpful, right?" And then Siri, and then
you're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And like, and then like they'll be like, "Oh, okay." And the important thing I think is to try asking the question in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
'cause you gotta lead them to the water.
You do. You do. They're like a toddler. They're a toddler with, they're a toddler, but a toddler with the brain of the entire internet.
Yeah.
So kind of on the same path of, I guess, technological progression, looking more into the scientific field of tech progression, there was this bit of news that came out the other day that, so basically, if you get the DNA to any type of creature, so let's say I extracted the DNA from a cow, you could let that grow into a meat, and you could create a meatball, right? Just with the DNA from a cow.
That's crazy.
Scientifically. So, these scientists, kind of furthering that idea, took the DNA of a woolly mammoth, you know, the creature that went extinct thousands of years ago.
And yeah,
And they created a woolly mammoth meatball.
Did someone eat it?
They said they were all too afraid to eat it.
Oh my god.
But through science,
somebody would eat it.
Oh, I would eat it.
That's crazy.
I'd give it a go. But through science, they've created a woolly mammoth meatball. Now, there's also been talks that they're going to, through science, bring back the woolly mammoth altogether, which is crazy. Like, this is
crazy.
This is some Jurassic World, Jurassic Park type of shit.
Yeah, is Jurassic Park stuff.
Like, we have movies to show why this is a bad idea. Come on, guys. No,
movies are trying, they're tapping in on our insecurities. Yeah.
And certain animals aren't a big deal.
Like, a woolly mammoth is not going to eat you.
Yeah, yeah. Now, like, if they eventually said, "Oh, it's time we bring back the T-Rex," I would raise the red flag. I would say, maybe not, guys. Maybe not.
No, but, like, Jurassic Park, I don't think it would work the way that it does. Like, I think they would have their shit under control.
That, too. They would definitely take many more precautions. If anything, those movies are an example of what not to do.
Yeah.
So they would know. They would know, surely.
But they're just, like, tapping in onto, like, human hysteria. They're like playing playing on our imagination. Yeah, they're not like trying to show something realistic.
Yeah, I agree.
Boom bada bing.
Boom bada bing. There's your answer.
Yeah, easy. Easy.
Easy. This is easy. This sounds too easy.
Way too easy, bro.
Way too easy. Sounds like you're ready for a Would You Rather.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's the Would You Rather intro music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Connor, this is a Would You Rather. This is an interesting one because, and I feel like this is given, this Would You Rather might expose a whole other path of Would You Rathers I can start creating.
Sure.
This is a Would You Rather that doesn't necessarily affect you. It affects everybody. And you're the one, and you're the one who gets to choose the Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would
scale is greater.
Yeah, scale is greater. Yeah, you're not the only one benefiting or not benefiting, I guess, negating, I don't know, from this question. Would you rather have Godzilla or the Decepticons from Transformers? Do you know who those are?
Yeah, like Megatron.
Yeah, like Megatron. So would you rather have Godzilla or the Decepticons from Transformers be real? And that's basically a question of who does the world stand a better chance against?
I think we stand a better chance against Godzilla.
You think Godzilla literally radiates nuclear, like he can shoot laser beams out of his
robots. But it's a robot. I feel like the robot's scarier than the living thing.
Than the hundred.
I don't know, man.
The 100-foot lizard.
To Godzilla, I don't know his powers, bro.
Okay, okay.
He can breathe fire, right?
From what? He can breathe the laser beam. He's super tall. Like he's a tall guy. Tall dino. Mm-hmm. He can do that really loud screech. You know the Godzilla yell. Mm-hmm. And from what I know, I think he literally emits like nuclear energy.
Okay, I think that we could take him on.
But you don't think we could take on the Decepticons?
I think it'd be harder to take on Decepticons. Because they can like control technology.
Yeah.
And like technology is our weapon against them.
Yeah.
So if they can control our weapons, then that's bad.
Yeah, and the person I was talking to earlier, I brought this question up to someone else to kind of field test it. And all they said was, okay, well, if the Decepticons are real, do we also not have the Autobots? And
ooh.
I mean, yeah, if we get Optimus Prime and he can do his inspirational speech, then I think we're fine.
Yeah, Optimus Prime is only good for speeches.
Only good for speeches. But I also then don't know, like, who's the person who stops Godzilla? Is that King Kong? Do we also get King Kong if Godzilla's real?
I don't think the question assumes that we get the Autobots.
I don't think so. I think only the bad guys show up. It's a bad guys convention, and we either get Godzilla or Decepticons. Yeah, okay, right. So I will agree, and I think the thing with Decepticons is they can just turn into regular cars or, like, fighter jets.
So yeah, they can and then be you don't. Stealth. Uh-oh. Yeah. Godzilla has no stealth.
I do think if we instigated Godzilla, the initial destruction could be pretty bad.
Like a surprise attack.
He could just blow up a whole city. But I think once we get rid of, like, we could get rid of him easier than we could get rid of however many Decepticons we're dealing with.
Right, and we don't know how many Decepticons there are.
Yeah, I didn't specify that, and I'm not really going to. It's just Decepticons.
Like, I feel like it would be harder to, like, get the whole world against Decepticons.
Yeah, because even in the movies, some of the humans side with Decepticons. They're like, oh, yeah, we got
exactly.
You. You're right.
And I don't think any human would side with Godzilla.
Big, fire-breathing dinosaur, yeah, maybe not. I think you're right there. But the other
thing, not like Godzilla can be harnessed.
Yeah. Unless they create Mechagodzilla.
Or negotiated with.
Do you think we could create Mechagodzilla to fight him off?
No. 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 We would just shoot a nuclear bomb down his throat. Like, I think that's the best course of action. Grenade the insides. What are you doing?
Would a nuke kill Godzilla? Yeah, see? And this is why he's a threat.
What?
Okay. The question begs the answer. And he survived a nuclear explosion. Okay. Godzilla would absorb the radiation. It might immobilize him temporarily.
But, like, if it explodes in his stomach, like, come on.
This says, they would really only hurt him by attacking a sensitive point, his gills.
He has gills?
Oh. Yeah, like the scales, right? Or something. I don't know. Yeah, okay. he absorbs the radiation and heals from it.
Bro, that's like if it's like outside. I'm talking inside explosion of your of your belly.
I don't know. I feel like this is a tough, like, either way we're in trouble. Straight up.
Yeah, we are in trouble. It's true. How do they kill him in the movie?
They don't.
What?
Yeah, he just lives.
They don't figure it out?
We learn to live with Godzilla. I think that's how the movies go.
Jesus Christ.
See, I feel like if Godzilla was left alone, he wouldn't bother us. Where the Decepticons, they're trying to take over the planet so they can make it the new Decepticon.
Okay, that's a good point.
So I am picking that, yeah, I guess I'll go with Godzilla.
Hey,
I'd rather
welcome
have
to my
Godzilla, I'd
side.
rather have Godzilla be real because I do think we could deal with him. I think the Decepticons would just be like full on war, like straight out of the basket, you know?
Right, yeah, there's. Yeah, like Decepticons, I feel like, are more malintended.
I agree. All right, I'm glad we solved that question. Do you think this opens a new road of would you rathers I can propose?
I mean, if you want,
Mean if
like,
you
who would win
want?
in a fight?
This isn't a no,
Like that,
no, no,
well, this isn't who
no,
would win a
no.
fight.
Questions that you are answering that affect more than just you.
I mean, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Because most of my
I'm not gonna limit your creativity,
most of my
bro.
would you rathers are just you. Would you rather gain
Yeah,
these powers or, you
I'm
know?
not gonna, dude, the world is your
All
oyster.
right, I'm whatever, like 200 would you rathers, and I don't remember when we started this, but
Yeah, bro.
I need some new methods.
New faucets of creativity. Yeah, you got this. To
Well,
define is to limit, bro. Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
That's a
Wilding it
quote,
up.
yeah.
Wilding up.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I actually read an Oscar Wilde quote yesterday. It's really good.
Okay, you want to close this out with the quote?
Sure. Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Or it's right.
Okay.
Okay. So it's talking about art.
Okay.
Okay. We can forgive a man for making a useful thing as long as he does not admire it. The only excuse for making a useless thing is that one admires it intensely. All art is quite useless. Oscar Wilde.
So,
Hey, you want to break that apart?
I just gotta ask, after reading that, are you saying that in some sense this podcast is useless?
Yeah, but we admire it,
We
right?
admire it, that's right. And
So it's
listeners,
useless, but we admire it
and
intensely.
intensely, exactly. And listeners,
Yeah.
we hope you admire us still. No.
Or
Admire the
admire
pod.
useless things.
Yeah. Admire them
I
so
don't know,
they
I like.
have admire them so they have meaning. You give the meaning to it, which I
Yeah,
do,
we give art the use. We give art usefulness.
which I do like. I do like that.
Yeah,
Something that's
yeah,
priceless to one person may be trash to another, right?
yeah.
I do like that. Anyways,
Yeah. Thanks.
oh,
Thanks, Wild.
I didn't pick a applesauce in Athens, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
That's the word I'm picking this week.
Oh, applesauce in Athens?
Applesauce in Athens.
A bootylicious in Bangkok. Yep, thanks for being bootylicious with us.